Hello and welcome to Edge Show 119. Coming up a little bit later on, we have an awesome technical interview with Simon Perriman, who is talking to one of the guys from the System Center Operations Manager team about some new features inside of OpsMan. But before we get there, let's take a look at what was new for IT pros in the past week. Not an exhaustive list, there was quite a lot of news, but starting off, we have some news on Azure. New releases for Azure Active Directory and also from the role-based access point of view, and also SQL databases, media services, and web roles. Tons and tons and tons of new features. Have a look at the blog post that Scott Guthrie, who's the guy in charge of CNA, has actually produced. Tons and tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of information all the way through that post. Personally, I think the role-based access controls are one of the most exciting features that we've had inside of Azure AD for a little while. They really do allow us to do some of the things that IT pros have been asking for us to do inside of Azure for quite some time. Next up, you may have heard that the guys over at Apple had a little bit of an announce over the course of the last week. They released their new iPhone, I think it's the iPhone 6, the iPhone 6 Plus, and they also released iOS 8 out to general availability. And you can go and grab iOS 8 for your Apple devices right now. Of course, if you're using those Apple devices inside of an enterprise, it's kind of helpful if your management system is able to manage those devices. So if you guys are using Windows Intune, we've already enabled iOS management for iOS 8 inside of Windows Intune. Very, very cool. It means that you can manage those devices without having to do any on-premises software deployments at all. You can just take advantage of the upgrades. Next up, announcements inside of OneDrive. Not the OneDrive for business, but the personal OneDrive. I personally, again, really love this. The fact is that you can now have 10 gigabyte files hosted inside of your cloud storage. That means that you can take something like an ISO file, upload that to your OneDrive, and always have it accessible wherever you are. Personally, I find that fantastic. It means I can drop, say, the Windows 8.1 ISO file on there, and I've always got access to the extra files if I ever need them in order to be able to complete an install somewhere. We also, in terms of Office 365, had this lovely thing come out from Gartner, which tells us that Microsoft has been recognized as a leader by Gartner for enterprise social software for Office 365. Very, very cool, really good to have that position completely solidified inside of Office 365. And then finally, because I like to include lots of different news from lots of different areas, I kind of thought this was very, very cool. The idea that Microsoft Hardware have actually produced a keyboard that will now work across a Windows device, an Android device, and an iOS device. So I can now just start carrying one keyboard in my bag, and then when I want to use my iPad, I can just connect up to my iPad. Then when I want to connect to my Windows device, I just flip a little switch on that keyboard and it automatically moves the Bluetooth pairing over to my Windows device. And the same if I've got an Android device in there as well. Really, really cool feature. Excellent piece of hardware to be able to take advantage of. And so that kind of brings us to the end of the news segment for today. Now we've got a technical interview with Simon Perriman having a look at System Center Operations Manager, inside of the latest release.
Welcome back to The Edge Show. I'm Simon Perriman, and I'm joined today by one of our guests, Charlie, who's going to be talking about one of the new management packs we have inside Operations Manager. This one specifically looking at some new capabilities and visualizations for Virtual Machine Manager and for your Hyper-V host. Well, let's kick it off by first giving Charlie a chance to introduce yourself. Who are you and what do you work on?
Thank you, Simon. My name's Charlie Satterfield. I'm a senior program manager for the Operations Manager product in System Center.
Great. So let's talk about Operations Manager first and how it consumes data. So first, we just kind of want to do some level setting here and explain what is a management pack. You know, we see these things as you get a management pack for SQL, for Exchange, in this case for a Virtual Machine Manager and Hyper-V. What exactly does that do for us?
So a management pack is actually the configuration that allows Operations Manager to go implement things such as discoveries, monitors, rules, tasks, reports, and views. So it's really how we bundle the monitoring functionality that lights up Operations Manager.
So when it goes and collects data, right, you know, within an operations manager environment, we have our central management server, and then we install agents on the individual servers or virtual machines that we need to monitor. They collect the data. What then happens to that data? Like, where does it get stored, and how can a management pack consume that data and make these graphs and these other visualizations?
So a management pack, once it's uploaded in, or imported into Operations Manager, then becomes part of the Ops Manager config. And that configuration is specific to each agent. It rolls out to individual agents, and it begins collection or workflows. And those workflows will queue up information in the agent. We have an internal queue in the agent that then sends it on to either the Ops database or straight to the data warehouse.
So what are these two different databases then, the operations one and the data warehouse one?
So the operations database is mainly concerned with inventory, health state, alerting, group calculation, things like that. The operations data warehouse is mainly where you'll see a lot of our performance and capacity data pooled from, and it's also where our reports, our operations manager reports pool from.
So it sounds like, at least at a high level, kind of the faster, more active data that you need to respond to, that's generally the operations, and maybe that longer term retention for reporting that gets stored in the data warehouse?
Yeah, certainly. You'll see a bunch of the hourly, daily, and weekly aggregation occur in the data warehouse.
Okay.
So you can go back and look at history of alerts as well as that performance data.
Now, a management pack, can it consume data from both?
Yes, certainly.
Okay.
So the visualizations that you'll see in the Ops Manager console, those visualizations pull health state from the OpsDB. When it comes to performance information, that's mainly coming from the data warehouse.
Okay, so it actually that this example actually does that, I guess.
Yes,
both.
Yes, it does.
Cool. So then, how does it actually go and figure out what data I need to display that's relevant for my audience? So I don't know. Let's say, for example, we take a look at Virtual Machine Manager. We want to know how well the virtual machines are performing. Mm-hmm. We have all these entries in the database. What's kind of that process to consume the data and then translate it into something that we can understand easily?
Well, from an IT admin's perspective, they can create custom dashboards and views and specify what to show, whether it's state information, whether it's performance information, or details of the object. And then it's exposed through the console in a way that's very easily searchable and identifiable so that they can walk through several wizards and end up with the data that shows up on the screen.
Okay, cool. Now, let's take our example here with our virtual machine manager. Now, I guess, first of all, let's talk about the history of this management pack. We actually released one when our System Center 2012 R2 first came out, right? And that was kind of a basic one. Can you talk a little bit about the capabilities that has already shipped in that first one?
Certainly. The capabilities in that VMM management pack were actually very good at the time. But they were mainly focused around health state gathering. So you had monitors that targeted VMs and VM hosts, and then you had alerting that would happen if those monitors went into a bad state. You also had some limited perf collection. The views were mainly focused around single items, so you had views around VM hosts and VMs.
Okay, so what did we do in this new release to make this better?
So in this new release, we're focused around actually bringing together data in a single pane of glass that allows an admin to easily understand the health relationship between the VM hosts that are running and the VMs that run on top of them.
Great. And I think, you know, just to give some insight here, Charlie and I actually both worked on the design of this. And one of the key things was centralizing that information, right? We have all of this diverse information coming in from Virtual Machine Manager, coming in from our Hyper-V host, but it was tough to consume. So I really think one of the big values we've added is that central location and then giving the ability to drill down within that. But let's actually go and start walking through these.
Sure.
Is there one that you want to show us first? I guess really this management pack breaks down into kind of two big buckets, right? Mm-hmm. It's Virtual Machine Manager and Host Health. Host Health and then Virtual Machine Health, right?
Yes.
So which one do you want to take us through first?
Let's start with Virtual Machine Dashboard.
Okay.
All right. So let me open up this dashboard and minimize the left pane here so that we
First. When people go and get this, do they install it just like a regular management pack, or are there any other setup requirements to get this up and running?
So, yes, there are some other setup requirements, but all of them are MP related.
Okay.
So this does require, if you're on SCOM 2012 R2, that you've installed Update Rollup 2 and imported the new management packs that shipped with that, which includes a new dashboard widget visualization management pack, which these dashboards are now leveraging.
Okay, great. So stay current, and then we can add this one on top.
Yes, certainly.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So within the virtual machine dashboard, which I've just selected, I can go ahead and see here on the left pane, I have a grouping of virtual machines. So virtual machines grouped by VM hosts. And I show the health state in these blocks. So I can see if it's green, that's a healthy VM. If it's yellow, it's in a warning state. And if it's red, that's a critical VM. I'm going to want to pay attention to that.
So each of these large rectangles, they represent a Hyper-V host.
Yes,
then.
So each one is Hyper-V
host. Great.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly. Now, this is taking advantage of the PowerShell web browser widget, which shipped in that updated visualization MP. And so I'm able to actually customize this. If I want to, I can show a little more information. One, I've selected group by host by default. Mm-hmm. I can ungroup and just see all the boxes in one view. And then I can change the tile size. If I have a very large environment and I have many VMs per Hyper-V host, I may want to select small. In my case, I already had it set to medium. I can also select large. And then if I go all the way to custom here, you'll see in large or in a custom mode, I actually get the name of the VM appears.
Nice.
All right? And if I hover over it, I get the details of that VM as well as the current state. All right, so let me go back to that medium setting.
And if you want to learn more about that other dashboard visualization, we did an Edge show with Daniel Savage a couple weeks ago. We'll also post the link to that, and that gives you an end-to-end overview of the new visualizations that came out with the latest update roll-up as well.
Great. So I've selected a VM here on this Hyper-V host. If I selected this and it actually had some alerts that were active, you would see in the alerts pane or in the alerts widget, you would see some active alerts. You can see here the VM details. That this is contextual based on the VM that I've selected. As well, if I scroll down here, the Hyper-V host details. Again, this is contextual. If I selected a VM on a different Hyper-V host, these details would change. Over on the far right, I have some interesting performance metrics. I have VM performance around the CPU count and the runtime seconds. I have a host and CPU memory and performance, sorry, host CPU and memory performance widget, which gives me some of those performance metrics, as well as host disk performance. Now, it's important to note that these perf counters are based off of local storage in the Hyper-V host. And then lastly, I have host network performance counters.
Now, if somebody was using SAN-based storage, would they go and use a management pack specific for that SAN to monitor it? What would you recommend there if they're using, you know, shared storage?
Yeah, if they're using a SAN or NAS device, I recommend that they ask their OEM or their vendor mm-hmm. if they have a management pack that would plug into Operations Manager that would also expose the data to them.
Okay, great.
Yes. All right. So one of the other things here is we have the ability to filter on each one of these. So if I had a large number of hosts and a large number of VMs and I wanted to quickly get at the state of one of them, I simply start typing and then my results are filtered to my entry.
Very nice. Now, on these other tiles we see on the right, like the VM performances, do we have further drill down capability, such as if we hover over them or click on one of them, do we get any additional information?
So if I click on one of them, I should, if I go over to the task pane, I should be able to see a performance view.
Nice.
And then if I light up the performance view, it should be contextual to that.
Great. Right? So we really have tried to tie together with the existing Operations Manager concepts, graphs, tables, and
yeah, everything. Yeah, so those perf counters, when I selected that, it became, sorry, on the previous screen, when I selected a performance counter, it became contextual to the objects that I was interested in. And that particular perf counter was related to the Hyper-V host. Therefore, I'm seeing all the perf counters related to this Hyper-V host when I move to the performance view.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Anything else within the VM dashboard we want to highlight here?
No, I think we covered most of what was in the VM dashboard. Let's maybe go ahead and look at the Hyper-V host dashboard.
Okay. Now, why you go
the VMM host dashboard.
The VMM host.
Yeah.
So while you go and lay this up, one important question. Do we have a dependency on Virtual Machine Manager? Is this directly pulling the VMM data, or is this speaking to the Hyper-V host through WMI, something like that, and pulling their data?
Now, this does have a direct dependency on VMM.
We are
the VM state and VMM host state information is all pulled from VMM, as are the perf counters.
And so we would need to configure the connector between those two as well.
Yes,
to light
you would need
to
configure the connector, and you need to be on the same version of VMM and OM.
Now, if somebody had the previous version of this management pack running and it was working, they had the connectors working, they do the necessary updates and they add this one, should everything just continue to work? I assume they've already established those connectors and everything, right?
Yeah, so in this case, I already had the connector set up. And I simply added this on top. So if they've moved in and they've added VMM already, have the connection there, this should light up.
Perfect. Okay. Well, let's go through the host dashboard here.
All right. On the host dashboard, this is actually taking advantage of a little more of our updated visualization logic. This first widget here, the host widget, is actually a PowerShell grid widget. It's executing a PowerShell query in the back end and grabbing data and visualizing it in a grid. And in this case, we're seeing the health of two VMM hosts, and I can sort by health state. I can actually sort by any number of the metrics that are in this table. And if I wanted to customize this and see a few things first, I can go ahead and just grab one of these and move it over. All right. So it's up to me how I want to display that data.
Now, I see in these examples, you have a small number of VMs on the host. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously, or not obviously, but each host could potentially support over 1,000 VMs, 1,048 or 24 mm-hmm. or something. Do we have any limits on that, or are we just going to expose whatever VMM, whatever Hyper-V can expose, right?
So we'll expose whatever VMM is exposing to us. The performance of the dashboard may vary if you have a large number of Hyper-V hosts or VMs that we're gathering data on.
Okay, great. All right.
So going ahead and taking a look, if I select a different VMM host, at this point you'll see all the widgets down below again are contextual. I get the state view of the virtual machines that are running on that that VM host. I also get the details of that VM host. If I had any active alerts, I would see them in the alerts pane. And then again, I see my host CPU and memory performance, disk performance, and network performance. The virtual machine dashboard and this VM host dashboard have some similarities. It's really about how you want to approach the data that you're looking at.
Great. So that's a pretty good overview there. Do we have the same ability to drill down through these other views as well?
Yes, you certainly do. So I can go ahead and select one of the perf tiles. Actually, I'll just select the host. Wanted to show one other dashboard which is available with the new visualizations we launched earlier in the year with UR2 is the object state dashboard. If I select any state object, in this case Hyper-V, the VM host, I'm able to drill in and see the contained objects, the state of those contained objects, and the state of the host. And then likewise, I get any active alerts, and then health. So right now, it's filtered to only unhealthy monitors. I can go ahead and show all monitors in this case. And you can see that there's quite a bit going on this
great
host.
Great. Well, this seems very useful, but I want to ask a little bit more about extending this and integrating with the rest of the System Center family. Now, our System Center Orchestrator, that has what we call integration packs, right, that allow you to collect information, do something with that. Can I assume that this management pack will work with that, meaning that when this raises an alert, the integration pack is able to pick it up and everything like that?
Yeah. So in this case, the MP that we shipped was mainly around visualizations, right?
Okay.
So all the alerting and the health was already in the system with the original VMM MP, and yes, the System Center Orchestrator can definitely pick up on those alerts and create
do whatever
action.
It is.
Yeah, do
great.
Whatever it great. Is that the IT operator wants it to do.
Awesome, great. Well, thanks for showing us this. Where could people go and actually get this? How much does it cost, and where can they learn more?
So it's free, which is great news. But you can download it off of the download.microsoft.com link, which hopefully is right down
below.
We'll
post it down here, yep.
Right. And you can always go to our Operations Manager team blog to find out more about what we're what we're doing.
Okay, we'll also post a link for that as well. Yeah. Now, does this management pack come with any type of documentation as part of that as well?
Yeah, so this the download link that will be down below does have an MP guide,
okay,
which tells you more about how to import it, what are the prereqs, which we covered earlier, and then what is contained within the MP itself.
Okay, great. Well, thanks so much for coming on. Once again, we will post all of those links at the bottom of the page, and we encourage you to try it out and send feedback. If you want to send feedback, please feel free to tweet or just post a comment at the bottom of the page, and we'll get it back to Charlie and the rest of the engineering team. So thanks once again for joining us. Thank you for building this management pack. Hopefully it's of value to the community, and hopefully you guys will get to use it as well soon. Thanks.
Thank you.
Well, I think you can obviously say with wholeheartedness that Operations Manager really is developing, as you'd expect with such a solid lifeblood product for Microsoft. Follow us on the links down below. Come on, make sure you follow us on Twitter. The at TNEdge is at the bottom of the screen. Also, please make sure you comment. Let us know what you think about the show. It's really important to us so that we can build the show around what you guys actually want us to be showing you. That's it from me for today. I'll see you next time.